Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Whitney. How may I help you?
Hi, Whitney. Yes. We placed an order a while back on 426. It's order number 900040, please. 91321.
Okay, give me one moment, please.
Sure, thank you.
All right, tell me that order number one more time, please.
Sure, it's 900091321.
Okay, what's your first and last name of the address, please, sir?
John Lind, 4149 Turn Street, Sarasota, Florida, 34232.
Okay, sir, and how can I help you?
We just received an order, and it was supposed to have four items in it. The Prometheus, the Phoenix, and it said the Captain's Yacht and the calendar. Okay, we had been charged for the Prometheus, the Europa, and the Phoenix back when we placed the order on the 28th. Those three items were going to ship, and they shipped two of them, but they said we had a credit. The email that we received showed that four items were coming. But we only received the Prometheus and the Phoenix. The Captain's Yacht and the calendar was not in there, but on June 10th, they charged our credit card $13.74 for those two items. So my wife sent them an email requesting a refund for the thing, because they said that the two items, hold on, let me see if I can find it here. She's what they said.
So it looks like we only shipped three items out. Did you only receive three?
No, we only got two.
Okay, no. So what you should have received, so on 6-6, the Nublis, the Phoenix Nublis class, and the parentheses, that's what you got, right?
Right, the two, yes.
The U.S. Europa shipped out on the 13th, so that one's on its way to you.
Okay.
So the other ones was canceled off this order. I'm not sure how that happened. Did y'all want those other ones canceled off the order?
Well, they charged us. They charged us $13.74 on June 10th.
Right, that was for the other one.
Well, that one was prepaid.
No, we only charge you when the time of shipment.
Well, that's not true, because I have an email. That's how it usually works, but they hold on, let me go back to our email.
So the whole charge was $61.60 on charged, and we charged you $49.92 for the two that was shipped, and then the next one was the last time what we shipped you was the $13 for the other one. We only ship you the time of shipment. The whole $61.60 charge was wiped out on 5/13. So we don't charge until we actually ship the product.
Hold on, let me go back here just a second. Because she wrote in because They gave us like a partial refund. Hold on one second here. I'm trying to find her. Here it is.
There's no partial refund. We only shipped $49.92 of product, and that's what you paid for. The whole total was $61.60.
Right, I see that.
So if you do $49.92 plus the ones that was canceled, the whole total was $61.60. So we only charged you for the three that we shipped out.
Okay, one second here.
And there's no refund on this account because we didn't charge you anything to be refunded. And I'm not sure why they told you a refund would be issued because we didn't charge you anything other than what we shipped. So there's no refund issued on here. We shipped
right.
you $49.92.
Are
canceled.
Yeah, I see. Correct. Okay, here's what she wrote. Here's what she wrote. Let me see what day it is. It says, our credit card was charged. Our credit card on 4/28/22. Was charged for the Prometheus, the Europa, and the Phoenix. When these three items will not be charged as they were prepaid. Correct? And they wrote back, thank you for reaching out. Correct. Those charges for those three items are currently sitting as a credit on your order. So they would not have to be finalized, the charge. So we prepaid for those three items. That's what I'm trying to figure out why they
It's a pre-authorization, but we only finalize the charge when we ship it. So there's no credit on the account.
Look, that's not true. Because I'm looking right now at Citibank. We were charged the
$48. $49.92, sir. You have the product. We only charged you the one time.
I understand that, but the 49 with the discount, because that we didn't get the captain's yacht. The captain's yacht and the calendar. That's $13.74. Okay. Mm-hmm. The other three with the discounts, right, were already paid on the 28th. Let me see if I can find that amount. In our prior email.
So $49.92 was the pre-authorization charge. So with the credit was the discount was $38.24, and that charge was shipped charged on 6/10. So we gave you the discount already because the charge went from $49.92 to
$38.24. Hold on. Trying to read what her emails. Okay, that was that. Shipping status.
So we charged you $38.24 with the discount instead of the $49.92 for the three items. So you have the discount already.
And what date does that show?
On 6/10, like 4 days ago. So that charge should be $38.24 now.
Excuse me?
So, no, sir, $38.24 is what we charged you for all three with the discount.
$38.24?
That is correct, sir.
What date was that?
On 6/10. I just stated 6/10, 4 days ago.
Yeah, 6/10 we had a charge for $13.74.
No, sir, it's $38.24. That's because the last one shipped. We only charge you when we ship. So the last one that shipped on 6/10 was the $13, but the whole total is $38.24. So if you add those charges up, it's $38.24, sir. So you got all of your product. The last one is being shipped to you. The other ones was canceled out.
Okay, one second here.
So what are we needing to do here? I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how we were charged before. Let me go back and find out when we were charged on the.
We only charge you the time of shipment. I do apologize. We only charge you the time of shipment.
Hold on one second, please. me 1 second. I just pulled up the invoices. Okay, could you tell me, she's got this written down, that we paid for the Prometheus, the Phoenix, and the Europa on April 28th. Our credit card was charged $49.92.
Correct, sir. That was wiped out, and we charged you the other amount of $38.82 with the discount. Because we only charged you the time of shipment. So two of those was
okay. I understand what you're saying now, but the $49.92. I understand what you're saying now. I agree with what you're saying, but that $49.92, it was never wiped out. We never received a refund for that.
It's not going to be a refund. It's going to drop off your account. So. If you're looking at a credit card, it'll be off your account your next statement.
Okay, but the point I'm trying to make is, we were billed for the whole order, right, for the Prometheus.
And it was wiped out, sir.
What was the $13.74 charged for on the June 10th? What does it show in your system that was charged for? Was that the Europa or was that the calendar and the captain's yacht? Because they're both the same price, $13.74.
The captain's yacht was $8.49 and the Picard was $3.19.
Okay. So the 13, so what you're saying is the
So those were canceled out.
Okay, so the what was the charge for on June 10th then? For what item?
I don't see a charge for June 10th. I see a whole charge of $37.82, which all these three charges together minus the discount.
Yeah, see, I mean, we got charged on the 10th, $13.74. Nobody can explain that because, as I said, that order was billed on April 28th at the amount of $49.92.
That was wiped out. The full charge was on June 10th.
You're saying
$38.24.
It wasn't wiped out because it's still on our credit card.
Okay, but that was wiped out on. Well, sir, we wiped it out, so you'll need to contact your credit card for that. That charge is wiped out. It won't be a refund. You just won't see it on your account anymore. So if you go back now, it's probably going to be gone.
Hold on. I'll log. I'm on my credit card account right now. Hold on. See, I'm familiar how you do it because I see, I'm looking at, you know, all the charges. I see where you wipe them out when they're not, you know, your bill. And then they're not available, you wipe them out and send a credit. That's what I don't understand on this order.
We don't send a credit, sir. The wiping out is going to actually drop off your account. It's not a credit on your account.
Well, it is a credit on the account. I'm looking right at it.
Well, it's not an actual credit on our account here. It wipes out of your bank account like
yeah,
we've never charged you.
Let's use the term refund. It's a refund to our credit card. That's correct.
Okay, sir. It's not a refund. It wipes out. So I don't know what you mean by a refund because you're not going
to
actually see
refund
the
to
money.
The MasterCard.
Okay,
refund
sir.
To the MasterCard. Okay?
I do apologize. A wiping out is actually dropping off, not an actual refund into your account.
Is it a store credit then and they charge
no,
me
sir,
later?
No, sir. It's not. No, sir. It's not.
Okay. What is the April 28th? $49.92. Why didn't we get that money back to the credit card?
Because it wiped out, sir. You will look on your credit card now. It should be gone. The wipe the charge out means it's not going to process. It drops off your account.
It didn't. It processed on April 28th, $49.92.
And we wiped it out on 5/13. So May 13th, it usually takes 21 business days. So you possibly could still see it on there. It depends on your credit cards. We wiped it out on 5/13.
You said you wiped it out on May 15th?
No, I didn't, sir. I said we charged you on 4/28 and wiped it out on 5/13. That's May 13th.
Okay, hold on 1 second. 5/13. Yeah, I have no credit for that amount.
Okay, sir. It's wiped out. It could be probably next week before you see it off because that's 21 business days. Some bank credit cards take 21 business days for it to actually drop off. We just wiped that out on 5/13.
That was a month ago. That's more than 21 days. Yeah, it's 6/16 now. That's 1 month, 3 days. I'm telling you. I'm looking at my credit card. Go back to January 3rd.
Okay, sir, I do apologize. 5/13 is 21 business days. That includes Monday through Friday.
Yeah, that's right. And 4 months, 4 weeks is 20 days. So we're over the 21 days, okay? I'm looking at how you bill because I've got you pulled up individually. And to give you an example, one that was refunded was on April 28th, $65.76, and May 5th, it was refunded. January 3rd, $41.98, refunded January 10th, 1 week for both of them, okay? So that's I'm not trying to be difficult here. I understand what you're saying, but the $49.92 that was charged April 28th was supposed to be for those three items, and I had the email from customer service that says our credit card will not be charged for the three items. You know, your system, I don't know what's going on with your system. You know, it's kind of a chaotic way that they charge you instead of just authorize it and wait till the item in and then charge you?
No, sir. It's a pre-authorization.
If you want to send me an email, I will send you all the charges and the refunds to the credit card year to date if you want.
Okay, what I can do is escalate this order up and let someone else handle it because, unfortunately, what I see is I'm giving you the correct information. If you don't want to, you know, take that wiping out charge still could be on there, but we did wipe it out. So I'll go ahead and get this escalated up. So your last shipment has already shipped out.
Okay. How are they going to contact me, by phone or
email? They will contact
you
by phone.
Okay, great. I don't mean to be argumentative, but I mean, you know, it's chaotic the way they do it. I have the emails. My wife keeps meticulous records,
I'll go ahead and get this escalated up. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
No, thank you for your
time.
Thank
you for calling Eagle Moss. Have a wonderful day, and please hold for a short one-question survey after this call.
Sure.